Okay, we're coming close to the end of the sugya. It's two more topics that are negeya, shlamas and sugya. We want to be miyachad the dibur on. It's bitochen and saris and yisurin. Speaker, you want to talk a little about bitochen? Bitochen is something that is a kli that's needed for kamatz. Rav Ruvav in the Sainis, you need the midah bitochen, the koyach bitochen. A bitochen mitzad tivoi, keep having magish, it's shver. Mitivoi, it's shver. To hold strong, you need bitochen. But besides that, the etzem sugi bitochen. The etzem sugi bitochen, the whole cheft of bitochen, the etzem is mamish in the sugi of Nisyanis. The development of bitochen itself is directly inherent to the sugi that we're dealing with the whole time in the Nisyanis. What the musig of Nisyanis. The Maimar Musgar generally, the sugi of bitochen is something very hard to give Adam on. In fact, the Kamasibis, I'm not going to get into now. But we're not doing barichas, it's a sugi ruchav and moid. But chaponim, we need a little bit to bring it on the map. Hashlam is a sugi, we taka do one. Open up the sugi a little bit. Basic taichin, basic yisoidis, basic hagdor v'tochin, chaznish, mimuna v'tochin, perk beis. Yasib, what v'tochin is, a certain line, maybe we'll see the hemshech. Hagdor, what bitochen is, comes to Yafuke. What the Velt thing says bitochen is, we're not going to focus on that mamish tonight. Over here. What is the relationship between Amun and bitochen? What is the relationship between Amun and bitochen? O maminim. Maminim b'nei maminim. Bitochen and Amunah, the Velt always, we look at them together. They always mention together. Amun and bitochen, zal bazach. Beteach. You're a maimon, you're a beteach. Chazan says like this. La Omer. Yeah, it's her base is base. But Amar Amuna b'tochen achasi. Hemuna b'bchinas halacha v'bitochen b'bchinas ma'isa. Zish says there is a connection, obviously, between Amuna b'tochen, but there's still a big chiluk. The Amuna is b'bchinas halacha, and b'bitochen b'bchinas ma'isa. B'tochen is the execution, is the befoya of Amuna. This is what we just meant before. We're holding a lig in the sugya from Nisayin with the Taich Ramban. You saw in the beginning of the sugya. This is mamish what the Chazon Ish is saying. The emuna is a b'chinas leiv toiv, is a b'chinas b'koyach. And bitochen is exactly whenever Nisayin comes and to take that b'koyach, take the leiv toiv, take the lemaisa. That's exactly what bitochen is coming to do to emuna. Bitochen is to execute emuna, to live with emuna. Look the chazanish. Nochli is boiteach. B'shoshein ikar atafket shal b'tochen. It's very easy to say you're boiteach. You're maimin. When it's not the role, when it's not the job, when it doesn't come time to use b'tochen. Achmas koshe. Liyah is boiteach. The chazanish clearly says shver. It's shver to zayin boiteach. B'shas tafkidoi b'emes. When it comes time, you have to use it. It's a shver azach. Nochil l'shager b'pivu b'svasav b'tochen. You can throw it around. Shehula aloch of leilam aisa. Yeah, it's very easy when you don't have to use leilam aisa. Rakim is ani gal demyoinois mazhidrim umisamchim. Person fantasies, he says, he main tears a maimi. Umaroi vayomam umates atzmu yomates achir. Ki omnam ola al bnei giloi bemidas abitochen amitas adover meshamesh vida zul hatoves chaloimes nimim ala osig hakomus. Chazon Ish is saying, lo maminim klal Yisrael are born b'amina b'amina k'matz. I don't think there is an exception. Any Yid who stood on Har Sinai, we all stood on Har Sinai, is Be'etzim Yerush Emunah. The Yisoid of Emunah, every single Yid is Yerush. You have to go do a Pula Be'etzim to be Iker Emunah, not to be a Maimon. Tivus also can much be on to take away Emunah. But Be'etzim, you don't have to work the Yisoid Hadavar to gain Emunah. One Emunah. Of a boitchim, Kanira, it's not so simple to be a boitchim Hashem. Be a Baal B'tochen is a whole nother world, a whole nother universe. Like we imagine at the beginning of the series, it's a different universe. It's not so simple. Take a Muna, you just take it. No. To be a boitchim is a whole nother universe. In davening, we daven to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Simchal Kenu Imayim. Yeah. Who is that Imayim? In a boitchim, Mishim Chavemis, the Baruch of Al Tzadik. In the moon, we don't daven to be a maimon. The best of maimon, then the best of maimon. You don't daven to be a maimon. You don't ask to see Hashem to be a maimon. Although the best of maimon, the best of maimon. For bitochen, it passes a tefillah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us in this avodah kasha. Help us to be a boitech. Help us make this transition. Zok the chaznish. When does it come out? When does it come out when a person is a boitech? From a bezoisi bochin and pivoli b'shovin. When is it going to be? Tested? When is it going to see? Is a person chirping his whole life bitochen bitochen? However, beliboy like kainina never is really kaina emuna. Kashenik nifkash b'mikre hadurish bitochen. The test is going to be when he chances upon when he treffs to a matziv which fodes bitochen. You're supposed to use your Muna and translate it into B'tochen. And it's supposed to fear this matziv, this test. And it's supposed to be machlim and merimrapa the matziv. What are you going to choose now? Are you going to turn to B'tochen? The yiftach boy. Are you dafka b'shozu loy pone elov? Upone el rohovim b'shotei kozav alamsoim megunim v'tachbu loyishov. This says, more or less, the Chazanish is saying, your Amun is put to test. It's a scary thing. It was so simple. Was that a Maminin? Pasha, that was a Maminin. Vada. Eina no Vada. Kol Yochel. Ose. Va oisev, yase, lo kolam aisem, neivishte, als, is everything. Neivishte is in control. There's no teva. Aber lemaisa, when it comes time to a b'chin lemaisa, your Amunah gets tested. This is exactly what B'tochen is. B'tochen is your moon is tested. How real is it? How much is a part of you? And how developed it is. This is the sugya B'tochen. Let's bring it out. There's a tzir that Chazon Ish Mamash brings out. This sugya. Chazon Ish Mamash. Stage before. Says Hazel. He has a tzir. Kasha Odom Nifkash B'mikre. He touches up also here. Mamash Hagdorah. A dictionary touch what B'tochen is. Kasha Odom Nifkash B'mikre Asher Lefi Hanoig Sheba Oilam. Svuye love tzakona midarki ateva lifchoy mitves olam. Ruven, vingoman, the meyeshiva, Ruven. The all of a sudden comes in him a mikre shall fi noig sheba olam svuye love tzakona midarki ateva. What does that mean? It means we have unbelievable hashkofas, we have beautiful hashkofas, and lamaisa said the world doesn't live with these hashkofas. And all of a sudden he comes, he's a mikre. His wife's expecting this Hashem. He comes and the doctors tell him. Listen, we just saw the CAT scan. Whatever it's called again. The ultrasound, there we go, the ultrasound. Listen, there's no chance. 100%, no chance. You're going to make it. You're going to be faced with all kinds of different things. What kind of your kid's going to come out? 100%. If you know you're going to be able to do it, you're going to be able to do it. All of a sudden, the maimon. This maimon, when he was a bocher, he was a big maimon. He got married, he's a maimon. He was a big maimon. But all of a sudden, he just entered a world of mitzias. With a mitzias, lefi anoyik sheba olam tzvuye lov sakona midarki ateva lifchay mitivas olam. So what happens? Zok the Chazanish. V'keshes ruchoy, the stubbornness of his spirit, which means your emotions, your physical emotions. Yirpeyu milizkor she'ein hamikra adinelon. All of a sudden, all the emuna you have your whole life, that you're living with bashert, everything's bashert, everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden, what you're feeling doesn't stem with your shofar. It doesn't stem with your shofar. You feel all of a sudden you're lost. You don't know how you're going to go back into Seder. Your Rishon Buddha is saying you have to go back there tomorrow. You don't have to go back into the Seder. Forget it. You don't know how you're going to do anything. Okay. There are a lot of other more scarier cases. That's a shame a person can have a Torah, he can do it himself. All of a sudden, he gets diagnosed with a machlo. That's a shame. She ain't a mikro. וכשה סוחה יפהו מליסקר שאין המקרא דנאה לנו ושאין מצר להשם מלהשיע להוכין מסבבים שיחליפו את כל המסבבים. זוכת החזניש של הסון, he comes into real life, a real life situation, which is a clash to all the Amunah lessons and all the Amunah that he's been hearing stories about his whole life. A full 100% clash, a collision. Clash. And all of a sudden everything, he doesn't feel like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. He doesn't feel she'ein matzor lehashem miliyashia lehochein misavivim she'achlif v'eskola misavivim. The world of cause and effect that he's in right now, all the medical facts and the medical variables over here are pointing in the wrong way. And he's stuck. But he doesn't remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just change everything in a second. Yeah, it's very nice and in theory, a b'lamaisa to feel that, to live with that. Zok techazen ishazoy, v'havlogo b'shas ha'kosha alazu. The restraint that a person could have at this moment, which means restraining the weakness, the shvachkeit of the kirchas ha'nefesh, that start entering in a state of panic and pachad. U'lahashroiz b'kirboy esa emesa yadua. A person, when he has the ability to be mashriv in himself, the emesa yadua, he ain't kind of fun of shum pegara miyana mikra. There's not a mikra, there's no genzach be'etzim as a mikra. Raka kol mi'ita yizborach bein letoy bein lemutav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a million percent in control. Where you're going to start feeling it, Zokh dechazen ish, and there's the litmus test. V'asha shoyrish emunosoy. When the shoyrish of his emun, again, be daigun loshen dechazen ish. Emun is a shoyrish. Emun is not befoil, emun is bekoyach. You have emunah, but it's a shoyrish. It has to be mighty peiris. V'asher shoyrish emunosoy mafiga pachdosoy. And that emunah that he had his whole life, when he's able now to sober, which means to soften, sober the pachad that he naturally is about to feel. V'neistenis la'oimitz la'hamin be'efshoris ha'atzolam. And it allows him to, in the face of this matziv, in the face of this pachad, it allows him to stay and say, okay, the doctors say this, all the facts say this, we looked up on the computer, it says this and that, everything, you go meshuggah. But gives him a ma'oimitz lahamin be'efshor sa'at sola. No, that sola is still there. V'she'ein lefon of netil l'ro yoysim netil l'doyot. This is the seat of the Chaznish. B'tochen means to realize in every matzav your Yad Hashem, Pirush Yad Hashem means 50-50. Because Baruch always chose. He could always have go bad or go wrong. But the doctor said it's 100%. The doctor said it's 95%, 98%. You, all of a sudden, you take your emunah and your moitzi l'poyel, and your moon all of a sudden, you have this calm feeling, I'm still in the Yad Hashem. Inyin zeh yiku'u midas ha-betochen. Das ist teich betochen. Das ist teich betochen. You're able to go back into Seder. You're able to calm down your wife. You're able to calm yourself down. You're able to go weiter. You're able to weiter. Das ist betochen. This is the sugya betochen. Betochen is taking a moon and when it's faced with resistance, like we're singing the whole Sugya Nisayanis, when dafka, when there's resistance. Sometimes a bacham asks me, you know, what can I do before shidduchim? What can I work on bitachon? I tell him nothing. I can't do anything to work on bitachon. You don't have. What are you? Where's your bitachon? You don't have the sugya. You don't have the sugya b'chol to work on bitachon. Bitachon has to be developed. The only way bitachon could be developed is when there's a matziv that says the emuna, and you hold on to emuna, and your emuna it carries you, and you soimich on. You're bitochen. B'shas ma'isa, this is bitochen. For a younger man, this is a sugya b'kol yoyim, kaseder, sometimes, different kufas of your life, if you don't want it, this is a sugya parnosa. Parnosa is kaseder, a sugya bitochen. And the sugya nisayin a bitochen. That's in the mafurish of Sukkim Neter, this whole nekuda that we're bringing out, that the sugya bitochen is a sugya nisayin. Parshas b'shalach. Naman. By the man. Yehi Hashem al Moshe. Hini nimamti lechem, lechem, lechem min Hashemai. V'yotzo ha'om v'loktu dvar yoyim b'yomoy. Leman anasenu hayelech b'seirosi yimloy. The old word in the sign that we're looking for. Leman anasenu hayelech b'seirosi yimloy. Zok the Torah, Zok the Eibishter. The purpose of the man was to bring in his saying, to call yourself, Hayelech b'sayrosi yimloy, or they can continue holding on to the Torah. And the saying of the month. What was the saying of the month? It's up to Ramban. After night. First of all, Ramban brings the Pesukim Dvarim, which is the same Lashon. Pesuk Shteit. המחיל חומם במדבר, אשר לא יודן אביסך למען הנויסך, ולמען נעשויסך, להיטיבך באחויסך. זאת כמובן הזו, כי ניסויין הוא להם, שלא יהיה ביודם מוזק, ולא יהיו להם עצה במדבר. רק המון שלא יודו מתחילה ולא ישום מהר עצה. המנש, לפ, פס בסלה. Person, מחי, אף לחם, מחי, אף מוזק. The basic things a person needs food. When you have pasta salad, you have a place where you could get food. You have a field. You could grow wheat. You have a parnosa. You have a parnosa kavua. So you have it. So the Shbaruch who took them in a mokum where they have no idea where they're going to be eating the food for tomorrow. No idea. The only thing that was coming this month, which the Ramban points out, is something they're not familiar with. A person is very hard to be soymechan, to rely on something that he has no idea, doesn't know the pattern, he's not familiar with. And they became hungry, and they were leaning on that. They continued after Hashem in a place they wouldn't have lechem, and every day they would have to be waiting for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to bring that mom. The kacha omer lehem later. Oy, v'zachartes kol haderech asher licha Hashem elekecha zera bonim shana. Bamidbar leman anisech leman nasisecha ladas as asher bilvovcha. Hasishmar mitzvoisav im loy. This is not clear. What again? Hasishmar bilvovcha, hasishar bilvovcha. Again. Leif toiv, yeah, you always had leif toiv. Everyone's a maimon, everyone talks about Eliyahu. Bashert, and they really believe it. They really believe it. Everything's bashert, everything's to learn on Kadosh Baruch Hu. But now Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know if you're going to take that which is in your leif and you're going to be mekayim in lamaisa. You're going to live like that. Hasishmar bilvovcha, hasishmar mitzvoisav im loy. Zok to Ramban, ki hoyo yochol elichem b'derech ha'orim, ashu yasher svivei seim. He could have took them in inhabited, settled places on the way from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. They wouldn't have this nisayim. V'alicham b'midbar nochar shtor v'akrov. V'shelo yelem lechem, rak min ha'shamayim dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, linatsoysom, ulehetiv lehem b'achreino she'aminu b'y lo'yim. Near Medvorm Pshat, not Bor, but I think near Medvorm Pshat, the band learning what it means. What does it mean? Bachreina? Bachreina doesn't mean lost love. Lehetiv lehem bachreina means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them this assign. Sheyaminu b'ilolam, because they want to be kainei emuna. Kal Yisrael, this is the biggest prize you can get. It's the biggest matana. You want to take emuna and really have emuna. Emuna, you can talk about emuna your life. So the Chazon Ish could chirp, b'tochen. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael has to be boitzicha b'tochen. They have to be kainei. They have to be a bal b'tochen. They have b'tochen in their hands. They can face any situation. They can have manucha in every situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to make you be kainei b'tochen. That is lehetiv lehem b'achreino. Sheyaminu b'ilolam. Now you're kainei emuna. Now you became aminim. Now the emuna became a part of you. Now you develop the emuna. Zokto Ramban, if you're toys, so kfar pirashti inyan hanesayin b'perek b'posek v'lekim nises avram. Ramban refers back to the Ramban we started off with. Ramban said, this is the same musik of the end of the same. This is the sugya of b'tochen. Mon is a tzira parnosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an asiyan, a yayim yayim for Yigaman. All of a sudden, there's a bacher, didn't know the musig of support, everything was taken for granted, and all of a sudden, all the parnosa comes on top of his shoulders. Again, sometimes everyone has their own situation, sometimes the beginning of marriage, it's also off you. Sometimes it lasts longer, a little bit sooner or later, but everybody starts coming up all of a sudden. You have a ganza. And the question is, the oil is weighing down you, and sometimes weighs down more and more. And the question of Shaila is, are you going to live with the moon? Or are you going to go, Zachar Hazanish, in this case, are you going to go, Basar, the Mikra? Are you going to get involved in the Mikra? Are you going to be able to stand in the Mokum? This is Nagia, for Yom Ha'atzmaut, Nagia for someone who's working. Chazanish afterwards has a tzir of a person who's has a business, a very common case. It's hard to speak, but look, Beit Fetishkach, see how many people are boitchim in business. See how many people are real Baal Bitochim in business. Real Baal Bitochim in business. Chazanish has a tzir, famous tzir. Somebody, he has the only shoe store in the town, and all of a sudden, punked across the street from him, opens up another person with a shoe store. And he says, this person's big Tam Chacham. Bitochim, all of a sudden, he totally loses his posture. Totally. All of a sudden, he starts changing around. He does everything he could to fight his competitor. Everything he did, around him. What happened to B'tachem? Chazash adds on, he says he has all kinds of psukim and rayas that he's doing it l'shem shamayim, b'chulei. Oh, but the B'tachem that was supposed to support him, was supposed to still say, if Hashem still wants Hashem's going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. No, instead of it, he's up at night. He's missing Sdarim. He's missing, he has no Shalom Bayis. He has nothing because he's thinking the whole night and planning out things to get his competitor. And his competitor takes away his whole life. All of a sudden, his competitor takes away his whole life. What happened? What happened to Yibetel? The answer is because his emuna never stood through the Korah Mivchan. His emuna never stood through the Korah Mivchan. And for a yeshiva man, it's the gear. What kind of menucha is Nefesh he has when he goes to and sits and learns? What kind of menucha is Nefesh? How much will he be able to sit and learn? How long he stays learning? How much is a Shalom Bayis? Shalom Bayis, how much time you spend with your family, b'chol, and with your kids? Mar Megillah, the Fiyut Chesem Al, is a mifchan. If we want to have a test for ourselves, we were holding in the Sugiv and Bitochen. A little bit of sharfa bechinah. The more in Gil Yud Ches is going through many different things that Tanoim learned from different other people. What the pirush advarim is. Pasuk says, the more says like this. Lihavi yodu rabbonan mai hashlich al Hashem yavecha. Famous pasuk in Tilim. Shluli means throw on Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're burning your yoke. Throw on Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're peckle. They didn't know what pshat in the pasuk was. He was walking past an Arab, the Kadarina tuna, and he was a schlepper like today. That's a schlepper, one of the main things the Arabs do. They're schleppers. He was a good schlepper. And he said to me, "Shkol yahavecha v'shodi agamloi." He said, "Take your ganz kinyan. It's only a very heavy suitcase." And he said, "Take it and go throw it on to my camel. No problem. I'll carry them on." But what exactly was in the Chazal? They didn't know the Pirush of Pesukim. What's Pesukim? The Bleib Chasman. He says, "Er Yoyel." He says, "Pshat in this pasuk, this Gemara, this is the sugi of the Tochim." Many times Chazal, when they say, they didn't know Pshat means, they didn't know how Pashat, the Pashat Pshat, they didn't know the Pashat it's here. When there was Chadish Chazal, the Pshuta and the Pshuta, they didn't know Arheich Madvam Pshuta. There was Chadish Chazal, so they say they didn't understand Pshat in the pasuk. He said he understood what it means really to totally throw. Throw everything on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did he mean throw everything on the Kadosh Baruch Hu? He said, he was carrying this heavy suitcase. The second he threw it on the camel, he didn't feel anything. Did it get lighter? No, it didn't get lighter. He didn't feel anything. Suck up Leib Chasim. You have a peckle. The peckle is to support yourself for your family. It's a peckle. It's on your shoulders. Amunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. Menucha. B'tochen says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved. You want to test your betoch and see. You're going to say to him, "How much does it weigh on you? Does it weigh 20%? When you see it doesn't weigh your kihuze, when you feel that there's nothing weighing on your shoulders, garish. You're going to say it like you were when you were bacher. You went through, you didn't have anything. Obviously, it's a very high level. But this is a person should test himself out. Yeah? Is it weighing on you? A betoch puts it. He's able to aleidik. It's not like I'm in b'chal. Again, I'm speaking at it's a very, very high level. It's a person has to work on b'tochin for years and years for a person to get to this madrega. So the sugya that a person can b'chal for himself, you could definitely steig in the sugya. How much do you feel? How much is it weighing on you? This is the sugya b'tochin. Very chosh v'dogish. We remind this on the sugya of nisayinus over. The point is, and this is what we have to remember for us, the sugya of nisayinus is that the. It's not just that Bitochen tests out the emunah that you have. Not just 100 times. Bitochen develops emunah. The only way, some people ask, why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in this insane? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have Bitochen. He puts you in insane because he wants you to have Bitochen. Bitochen, the Chavis Lvavah says, Bitochen is the best, biggest matana a person could be zeicha. The biggest matana that person could be zeicha. The biggest chal a person could be. The best, biggest glick. There's nothing else more chashav than Bitochen. And the only way to have bitachon, the only way to develop the emunah, to turn your emunah and to formulate it into bitachon, is with when there's resistance, when there's a test, when there's a shver test. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends you a test. Some people have different sorrows. Some in the family is sick. People have problems with having children. People have problems with their children. Everyone has their things. And in Taka, the Nesiyonis, we shouldn't know, but it seems like everyone has. They come very shver, very, very shver. And the bitachon comes in two ways. The bitachon, first of all, is can I continue doing everything I've been doing until now? We're speaking about learning, Shalom Bayis, everything else. And then etzim, in this sugi itself, how to look at the tzara, how much do I feel? Am I Biyad Hashem? Do I feel I'm Biyad Hashem? Aber the same there is, that Gufa develops the Bitochen. I'll bring it in the Tzir, just to bring out the point. In the Tzir. It's a famous Ma'isa. Said over, about the Biskarov, I'll just say it over the way I heard it from him, it's still Solomon Shlita. Say over about the Biskarov that a few years, he married, his share was wealthy. And he gave him a grace and adam so he could learn for many, many years. And in those days, that's the way, they gave him a big plot of land. He gave him a big plot of land. He didn't promise him money, he gave him a big, huge plot of land. Huge plot of land, he was able to learn, he should learn many years. He's b'sheket b'shalva. What happened was, Lamaisa, after a few years he was married, there was a fire, and in a few hours, the whole Gantzazach burned down. One shot. Lost everything. One shot, Imamish lost everything. So when the person came and told the Biskarov the news, Biskarov said he felt at that point, at the floor he was standing on, Pasha fell out in front of him. Pasha felt like he just, the karka that was maimid, raglov, Pasha fell out from under him. Mizok did that the Biskarov afterwards went and he sat down and he learned, Gans perk shayach, chayvis alavavis, shayar betochen chayvis alavavis. He sat down and he learned because Kilo, he saw that he had a tree on himself, he wasn't holding, he was only supposed to be holding the betochen. And he said that he was in Schadish, and it was not different, it was in Schadish in Pshat, Duch Lenin, the Chavis Lovis, and Duch the experience, he just experienced. It was in Schadish in Pshat, the Oymek of Pshat in the Mishnah Lovis, the Mishnah says, Ezeu Osher, Asaymech Bechelka. This is the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, I always learn the Pshat is the Chazal is saying that it's Eichet and Osher. It's not an Osher which has millions of dollars. But someone also has no money, Pashat, the Yunaman, Yushan Yunaman, in the corner of the main base marriage, was absolutely no money to his name, 10 kids, nothing there, 2-bedroom apartment, and he's Sameach Bechelka, he's also an Osher. This girl says, I realize no debt because I was saying, Ezeu Usher, this is the only Usher. And Usher, the Rav was saying is that he's set. He's set. He's set up no matter what. There's nothing, he's Gaboit, he's any no matter what. Zok to Biskarov, what was this gal to me? It was gal to me that deep down in my heart, in my mind, I was before I was relying on this big plan. I was relying on it. I had it, and I was relying on it. Someone who's Sameach Bechelka, the biggest usher, he has millions and millions and millions of dollars. It can never run out. Anything could run out. He could rely on his million dollars. That's what's holding him up. The Sameach Bechelka, the pshat is what's holding him up? One thing. What Hashem gives him? What Hashem gives me? What's the Chetim Hashem? If now it's $1 million, now it's $2, now it's $5, now it's a 10-room apartment, a 2-room apartment. It never changes. That's 30 grand. That's a boss that can never leave. Had I been before relying 100% on Yad Hashem, I wouldn't have felt the same difference. I wouldn't have felt any feel that was coming out of me. That's what the Biskarov said. That kind of mice. But I want to bring out, in a second, what's the pshat? The pshat is that the Imek Advarim is, I think Kamat, unless the Biskarov would have been serious, it would worth it. He wasn't able to get to this Matrega of Bitochen unless he had this Nisar. This Matrega, this new level of Bitochen that he was Zoicha to. This new level of Estamches al Dvar Hashem. They're realizing that everything is Dvar Hashem, no matter what happens. The realization that it got connected, it became part of him, was through this matzav. He had to have this matzav. It had to be that he was holding on everything, it had to be taken away from him, and it was like a ferel chapash, and it was a shrek. And he had to hold on to and work on holding on to, and that's what he did. He worked on, he held on, and to hold on to it, whatever talking, and he held on to it, and he was clean it. This is what we have to remember. We have to remember, in the face of Nisrenis, that sometimes you have Nisrenis that are called Kulei B'tochen, or Mchal. Mchal in Das Tunis talks about. And there are times, until now I've been talking about Nisrenis, that we're hoping at the end of the day will end up good. There are times in Nisrenis that don't push HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Lehedi in Nisrenis, and Mchal says that doesn't end up good. Lehedi doesn't. So it finishes and there's not a happy ending. There's a tzaddik v'raloi and there's a rasha v'tevoloi. Your competitor who was a rasha gomer who all of a sudden took you out of business and you have to leave town. You're a rosh yeshiva and someone starts machlekes at you and you lose your yeshiva. Tzadik v'ralu. The Mechal and the Asunis is a Kadosh Baruch who's testing you. If your Amuna is a Yosei Baal Emoit, that's a Lashon of Mechal, is a Yosei Baal Emoit. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, he's even testing you and added everything that all the Pesukim and the Torah talk about, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, everything went exactly the opposite of the way it's supposed to. Exactly opposite of the script. Do you still believe in Hashem? How fast is your Amuna? Those are Shverish verses he's saying. Look upon him. This is the sugi we wanted to open up. It's the sugi of Rechava. You can't move. You can't leave the sugi of Nisrenis without talking about, without discussing Bitochen. Bitochen is something that it's a musik that it is mamish. This is the whole sugi of Nisrenis, like we've been seeing until now. Mitzad echad ba'um aminim, ba'ani ve'beim aminim. We have it. And it's not fake. It's not fake. It's real. It's leiv toiv. It's bekoyach. It's dir. But at the end of the day, until it's tested, until it's faced in the matzah of resistance, it's not developed in bitachin. It's a whole other world. You're not a b'teach b'chal. You could chirp, bitachin, basheret, everything. But are you really a b'teach? Are you b'teach? The only way is after it's faced in the Messiah. After we face the Messiah, all of a sudden, the emunah comes from being halacha, it comes from ma'isa. The Messiah turns the emunah into bitachin. And thus is the biggest, the greatest glick in life. The scrub, a different scrub. The scrub says, Torah, the scrub of the Torah says, right, trying to pass it. Kavi El Hashem Chazak V'Yameitz Yivech V'Yavi El Hashem Ezek Shein Amoshel Odeh Amoshel Odeh Amoshel Odeh Amoshel Odeh. He says, what's the Kfilis of Elosh? He says, Kavi El Hashem Chazak V'Yameitz Yivech. The Schar is Kavi El Hashem. Kavi El Hashem is a Schar. For a person who is Beiteach, and he's able to be Mechazak V'Yameitz Yivech, we read in the Lashon of Chazanish, he's able to Mechazak himself in the face of fear. So Kodesh Baruch Hu has to give you Schar, but he has to give you a Schar that's more than what you did. What is the best Schar? What is the only Schar you can give about Betochen? Is that you have even a higher level of Betochen. You get the schar is that you could be kavil Hashem even a higher level than you were kavil Hashem. This is true when your betochen gets tested, you come out with a higher level of betochen than kavil Hashem. What is the Shtabas? But the point is, Rashi says, the Shtabas is supposed to do like shaking a loose. Shtabas is, if Shaz, you know everything is the Yad Hashem. You have to do it. You have to spend money. But now, if you think you're better, oh, screw it.